Philadelphia City Council member introduced a resolution in support of parents who turn in their, quote, problem children over to authorities. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more.
Councilmember Curtis Jones believes parents need to step up and identify problem children and commended families who took their children to police after a recent series of beatings.
There is a general no snitching culture, but as a responsible parent that loves their children and also loves their community, we have to take sometimes extraordinary measures to say that my kid is a part of the problem, I need to intervene, and I'm going to, for his own safety and the safety of others, turn them in.
The council member says if parents are seeking safe turn-in sites, the city provides them with support from the clergy and advocacy groups. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Some Delaware families are turning down promotions or even leaving their career so they can qualify for state help to pay for the high cost of child care. The administrator of Sussex Preschools, Tony Dickerson, says child care services are scarce in Delaware's rural southern county, leaving families on the western side of Sussex struggling to find care near their jobs close to the beaches.
The biggest challenge is that there are not enough seats for child care. So at that point, affordability doesn't matter. There are thousands more children than there are available seats. And that is looking at all licensed programs, whether it is a center-based program like mine or family care programs where the provider is highly qualified.
Organizers are taking the survey results and pushing state lawmakers to make policy changes that would expand child care subsidies and boost the number of centers in rural areas. Quick look to sports. The Sixers will take on the Orlando Magic tonight at the Wells Fargo Center.